at a time.
It's true, I'm not making this up. BP finally stopped oil spewing from the Gulf. How about that? It's been 87 days and up to 184 million gallons of crude has been spit into the Gulf of Mexico. But finally some control in this one, in our biggest environmental catastrophe without a doubt. And how did it happen? It was a carefully fitted cap. Why didn't someone think of that before? It worked. So that's the good news. The crazy runaway geyser that was, as I said, spitting crude into the Gulf of Mexico since April 20th is now temporarily capped. The relief wells are on their way, and this should be the end of this one, at least from the point of view of the oil leaking. Then it's all about sorting out drilling in the future. What about the idea of opening up those oil leases and getting the permits and everything else along the Atlantic coastline? Is that completely dead in the water? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney getting ready to swing into yet another weekend here across America. And hopefully many of you have some exciting plans, or at least you get to chill for a day or two before you go to your third or fourth job, since so many people are working crazy hours and a crazy amount of doing a crazy amount of different things just to try to survive and even thrive in these very, very tough times. Coming up, we have a cheap movie review. That just basically means that we'll go through the trailers and tell you what some people have said about movies that are coming up. There's a big one with Leonardo DiCaprio called Inception, and it's about dreams. And so far the buzz on that has been pretty good. I actually want to see that. It looks pretty good. I've heard it's pretty good. I don't always pay attention to the critics, but I like what I see, and the whole idea of how they get into the dreams could be kind of interesting, right? Imagine if you could tap into that for real. Oh, that's right. The government might be trying to do that as we speak. Just kidding. Let's move from BP quickly to the other big water cooler buzz story. And this was inevitable, and we knew it was coming because the votes were there. But Congress effectively passed the toughest restrictions on banks and Wall Street since the Great Depression. But when we say on banks, it also means small banks. They're going to get screwed in this, and so are small businesses. And Wall Street, they've got the money to fight whatever comes up, or they have the money to pay the fines. And ultimately, the consumer won't be responsible, in theory, to cough up the money like happened last time, because there'll be a separate fund set up for that. I get that. That part's okay. But it's the clamping down on lending and this expansion of consumer protections to what end is what I would be concerned about, because you're going to look and see that you're credit card interest rates probably are going to get jacked. And you're also going to see that maybe some of your banking fees are going to go up. And if you have a small business, it's going to be a little bit tougher. Hey, speaking of too big, Goldman had to pony up $550 million to settle a civil fraud charge. That's right. But what's $550 million when you have a gazillion dollars more? Goldman Slacks, I love that nickname. This is no big skin really off of their nose, but it is the biggest settlement ever paid to the SEC. And this was just hours, ironically, after Congress gave the final approval to the new restrictions on the banks and whatnot. So Goldman wanted to put it behind them. They wanted it done with. They decided they were going to pay. And, you know, actually, they didn't really get banged up too much in the financial crisis. They have an amazing way to bounce back, even though they're a bunch of thugs and thieves. So the deal calls for Goldman to pay a $535 million fine. 15 goes toward restitution of fees that they collected. Of that amount of money I mentioned, $300 million goes to the government, $250 goes to compensate two European banks that lost money on their investment. And the settlement amounts to about 5% of their 2009 net income. You know what that number was? $12.2 billion. Guarantee they played a round of golf, the big boys, after that announcement. And somebody picked up the bar tab for the drinks on the 19th hole. That's what that amounts to. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? You're in your break?
I'm on my way home.
Okay, good.
But you don't have to watch movies. My dreams are supposed to follow your dreams, ain't you?
That's right, baby. Follow those dreams.
Yeah, follow your dreams. But anyway, I've seen on the news that old Mel Gibson, back at his old tricks again.
Yeah, he's like lost his mind. If you listen to any of those rants, I didn't even bother playing it. It's just, it is hysterically funny because it's almost like over the top shocking, but it's the same. First he had the thing with the cop, and this was a couple of years ago, and now he's got this thing with the Russian girlfriend, but it's nasty, man. He is, I don't know that I've ever heard anyone drop that many F-bombs in one 5-minute period other than if it's some kind of a movie where all they do is swear. But it's unbelievable the stuff that he says. But his wife, his ex-wife, is standing by him saying, oh, no, he's really a good guy.
But is they going to press charges against him? Or
they're looking into it. The detectives are getting the recordings, and they're going to investigate whether they have a domestic violence case. They've got all of it, and they're also looking at child custody, too.
Yeah. I just wonder if they're going to push this or just kind of sweep it under the rug.
No, they're not going to sweep this under the rug. I think, I mean, even his agency dropped him now after this because it's too, he's too radioactive now to touch. So he's really put himself in a bad position by doing this. So they had a closed session and they're going to decide what's going to happen. I think with the child and also what happens moving into the future with Mel Gibson. They got an 8-month-old daughter.
Yeah, I just didn't know what they're going to continue to prosecute him or what they're going to do to him.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, is that here right that Bristol Palin and Levi's getting married?
Yeah, this is like we should play the theme da-da-da-da-da-da Entertainment Tonight. They are. They're engaged, and apparently they've been dating for the last 6 weeks, and they were in the middle of going over some kind of a child custody agreement, and they decided to get back together, supposedly, as the story goes. And, you know, Sarah Palin just released a statement saying that she's a grown adult woman and she can do what she wants to do, and they wish him the best for the future of the child.
Yeah. Heard it.
Crazy.
Little bad blow to her and Levi. I didn't know whether they patched things up or not.
Well, what's interesting about that from a different point of view is he trashed Sarah Palin and he trashed the Palins. And then he had to come back and he apologized and said he made it up. He said he made it up maybe, I don't know how long ago this was, a month and a half ago or whenever it was, right around the time I guess he was dating her again. And he issued an apology and said that he exaggerated things and all this other stuff. And that makes sense that he would say that if he was going to get back together with her.
Yeah.
you know, you have to have some kind of relation with the in-laws. All of us know that. So
yeah, I just
famous or not.
What happened there? Or did he ever have a job?
He doesn't even have a GED. He doesn't even have, he doesn't have his high school diploma, no. He doesn't, to my knowledge, he doesn't have a job posing for Playboy and doing sidebar things related to his 15 minutes of fame. Stay with us. Movie reviews next on ATN.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gun Gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
All right, so we're going to jump into our movie seats right now, and we're going to set you free with a couple of cheap movie reviews. But right before we do that, you know, now that they're starting to do the commercials, I think, at some of the theaters, well, how about this for a political commercial? Mitt Romney outraised other likely 2012 presidential candidates. A political action committee run by, of course, prospective Republican contenders said that Mitt Romney raised over $1.8 million during the second quarter of the year. The Free and Strong America PAC also contributed $350,000 during the three-month period that ended June 30th to, like they call them, like-minded conservative candidates, as the former Massachusetts governor is trying to come up with some ties for a second go at a White House run. And it's interesting what you find when you look at what the contribution, you know, where the contributions came from. And the contributions included $42,000 to Nikki Haley's South Carolina gubernatorial campaign. Also, $10,000 to Texas Governor Rick Perry's reelection campaign. What the PAC does is they support about 150 Republican candidates and conservative causes in the first 6 months of the year. Also, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin reported raising $865,000 for her PAC. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty raised $724,000 also. And they're weighing possible presidential runs. We know that the governor of Minnesota wants to. Sarah Palin isn't really saying whether or not she's going to. Other people are suggesting it, but she hasn't jumped into the fray officially anyway. All right, so let's move to dreams and Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo's in a big, big picture that's gotten a lot of buzz. Will it live up to the buzz? It's all about the money. Everything we talk about is all about the money, isn't it? It's all about the money at the box office. If there's no cha-ching factor, then it fizzles and the movie studios don't like it. But here's a little snippet of Inception.
One thing you should know about me. I specialize in a very specific type of security. Subconscious security.
You're talking about dreams.
Mr. Carl has a job offer he would like to discuss with you.
You've got a work placement?
Not exactly.
We create the world of the dream. We bring the subject into that dream, and they fill it with their secrets.
Then you break in and steal it.
Well, it's not strictly speaking legal. It's called Inception. I'm ready. To see out of control.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
All right, this is pretty obvious. You heard there, he's a thief who can steal ideas from someone's subconscious, pretty much. That's the thing behind the movie, I guess, the premise behind the movie. And he gets one chance, one last one, at redemption. There's some famous names in it. Michael Caine is in it. Ellen Page is in this movie as well. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in the movie. A cast of some of the, I think, faces that you'll recognize from other movies. How about this movie? It's called The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Everything you thought you knew about the world is about to change.
Whoa! 2 weeks ago, I was just a normal college kid.
Let's get a bumpin'.
Thank you. And then he showed up.
Hello, Dave.
You are going to be a force for good and a very important sorcerer.
What?
All over the world, dark forces are gathering.
Hello, Balthazar.
You've been chosen to stop them.
Sean,
let's go train.
I'm going to give you the basics.
Weapon of choice. Plasma bolt.
I got one.
And again.
Oh, I did it.
Something about you seems different.
I'm a sorcerer.
Well, that's new.
This should be a lot of fun. Great men have always been called. This is your calling.
No way.
That's my car.
Whoops.
Thank you. But it is fun.
Now it's my turn.
Every sorcerer needs a nice pair of pointy shoes.
These are old man shoes.
Excuse me?
I love them. A lot.
All right. Balthazar Blake is a sorcerer in modern-day Manhattan trying to defend the city from his arch nemesis, and he's recruiting a few good people. It's a Walt Disney flick. You could take the kids to it. It's PG. It's less than 2 hours long. Action, adventure, comedy, science fiction, all that kind of stuff. Actually, looks like it could be pretty good. And we're going to end on this one as far as the cheap movie reviews. And this one is self-explanatory, too, if you listen to the trailer, and it's called Spoken Word.
I want to get shot. I want to get shot saving someone's life. I know I'm going to die, but until death finds me, it's my life.
Where I'm from, ain't nobody home. Where I'm from, you're always alone. That's all I got.
You just need to go deeper.
I know.
By going in here, to places you may not want to go.
What? What's wrong?
It's your father, Cruz. I think you might want to come home.
Hey, this is private property.
It's just me, Pops.
I'm surprised you remember how to get here. Cruz is touring the United States with his boyfriend.
Don't be a stranger, okay, guy?
I just got offered a job at the club.
I thought you said that club was a bad place for you.
I can handle it.
You look like hell, Cruz. You using again?
I thought we were here to talk about my father.
He might not make it to Christmas.
Has Pops talked to you about his will?
Our father's in there dying, and all you can think about is the money.
This place has changed. You should just leave and forget about it. You should have never come home.
Hey, I really appreciate you coming to get me, man.
We're still family, Cruz.
Look inside. There's nothing there, you know.
You don't know what I need.
This isn't just about you. There are people in your life. People who care about you.
I never knew how to talk. I never knew what to say. Don't you make the same mistake.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Ah! Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Ah! You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow! The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow!
Hi folks, it's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy to fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you'll get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
America tonight, I promise all of you, we're going to hit the mailbag. You know how I'm always beating everyone up to send me their thoughts at americatonight.net. Well, you always respond. There's some pretty interesting ones. We'll dive into that coming up a little bit later. But right now, doesn't it seem like there are a lot of problems with heart disease, obesity, cancer rates are sky high. What is going on with the gazillion diet books that are out there? And then plus all the chemical type of things that people are taking, all the different medications. There's an amazing amount of misinformation and horror stories about prescriptions and over-the-counter medications and the interactions and the side effects, and the amount of overdoses and addiction is also sky high. So we're very pleased to welcome to the show bioscience and cellular nutritionist expert Dee Wayne. Hey, Dee Wayne, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Good evening, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, let's talk about your story. I only got a little piece of it. I wanted to save it for the air. But you, apparently, in all your research and what you were trying to do, and you were trying to beat the drum and get the word out there, and you were pretty much harassed and then drained of a lot of money because apparently people went after you for promoting food and not drugs. Imagine that. So tell us the story. Right. What happened?
Well, you know, I have been teaching about food all my life. Being a third-generation naturalist, that's really all I know. So I was never into drugs. I have never taken aspirin. I've never even been vaccinated. I have completely lived separate from anything man-made most of my life. And I got so good at really helping people achieve their health goals with just food that I eventually, you know, try to go mainstream and help more people at a massive scale. And I guess I picked up a couple bad people out there that heard of my success and tried to pin me down and tried to treat me like I was a quack and try to ruin my reputation. But what happened is everyone in the past that I helped achieve their goal through eating better food actually came together and helped me and supported me. So I never had so much support before until this happened. But, yeah, definitely, you know, I guess I am now one of those naturalists that have been persecuted by the laws. You know, chiropractors went through the same thing back in the 80s.
Right.
And I guess now natural doctors are too. So it's certainly something that we have to realize and try to avoid it by simply, again, taking responsibility for our own health and not depending on others to make us healthy.
All right, so you have a book out. It's called Arrested for Telling the Truth About the Benefits of Food. So what's the deal? You heard a little bit of what I said. There's more overdoses, more people are on pills. I mean, it's crazy. In my world, I would venture to say the people around me, I bet 85% of them are taking something. They're taking something, some kind of medication. I've seen what it does to people, and I've seen those horrible side effects. They're true. So how did we get on this course? I say it's because of money and big bio and, you know, I mean, big pharmacy. They got their hooks in. They've got their hooks in, certainly, into the government and all the pills and stuff they're peddling. It became
right.
Massive, big business. So to me, I think that's what happened. It became so profitable. It then comes the power. Do you think that's what happened?
Exactly. You know, the AMA has been around a little over 150 years now, and a person named Mr. Simmons started it back, you know, in the mid-1800s. And he actually had this business plan to just simply create a branding that all doctors from everywhere can rely on and create as many drugs as possible and really just sell drugs. He absolutely had no goal in mind to cure anything. And fast forward to now, and drugs don't cure anything. More people die from diabetes, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and children are coming out with it sooner every single year. It's getting worse, and people are struggling to find out, you know, which therapy is better, because you can ask anyone on the street, are drugs healthy? And no one will say yes. Yet why do they still take it? Because they feel it is the only way. No one has ever talked to them about another option that is equally as stable, if not far more safe, mm-hmm. than taking drugs. They don't teach this to their children, so their children grow up eating the same foods their parents did, and the cycle never breaks. When children see their parents take drugs when they're sick, what do the kids do when they grow up? They take drugs too. So the cycle doesn't end, and having over a century of the AMA saturating almost every level of society right now, that, yes, as you said, Kate, they are everywhere, and if you try to go against mainstream, even if you're literally saving lives like I was, with an absolutely safe product, which is called food,
mm-hmm.
you are still going to be persecuted. And, you know, if you help a couple of people here and there, they leave you alone. But if you're helping thousands, well, then you better hire a good lawyer. Even if you're just pushing water, even if you're just pushing, you know, tomatoes, it doesn't matter. They will still get you for anything they want to. And, yes, They have backing of billions and billions of dollars. And even if I had $1 billion, I'm still up against $500 billion. So, you know, you just have to succumb and just adapt the best you can. But again, all I've ever wanted to do was help people. And food was my way to do this. And I did very well. And I still am, actually.
All right. So tell us about food. What are some things that can help just right now, a mini thing? What can help some people listening? What are things that we don't know? What food is good for us?
Well, when you hear anything out there that says, for example, eggs are high in cholesterol, well, no one tells you that it's only the contaminated eggs. In other words, the eggs where the chickens were raised with hormones and antibiotics, and then they were fed man-made feed filled with pesticides. The good cholesterol, which, by the way, everything has good and bad in it, the good becomes bad. So the once good egg has the good cholesterol in that egg has now become bad cholesterol. So, yes, that egg now has too much bad cholesterol, and you should avoid it. But no one out there, especially in the media, will ever separate between the conventional raised food and the certified organic food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, when you don't separate the two, then it's blanketed information that people assume is the same across the board. They have no idea that the USDA makes it so strict for farmers to claim anything to be organic that if they relied on it, they'd probably feel a whole lot better and probably spend about the same as conventional food. But everything is separate out there, and people have to look at labels. If anyone puts organic on a label, for example, and if not, they can be fined $10,000 for each label misprint and or prisoned. So it is very strict, and people think, oh, it's just a word, anyone can slap it on. Well, if that was the case, the USDA wouldn't make it almost impossible to receive an organic certification. So these separations are so prevalent when you're in the industry, but when you're out in the real world and you're watching TV, you're listening to the radio, you're reading a newspaper, no one ever talks about these two separate levels of food. They're all combined. So someone says, don't have too much B12. Well, everything in nature has B12. If you were to avoid all food that had B12, you'd have to avoid food.
Mm-hmm.
No one tells you that the B12 to avoid, then, is, again, the synthesized, isolated versions, not the whole food chemical-free versions. So these separations of food are not taught anywhere. They're not taught in school. They're not taught in medical school. They're barely touched on in naturopathic schools, and certainly nowhere in the media either. So you have to educate yourself, and this is how I was raised growing up. I was raised with this exact knowledge and being able to separate the two.
Right. So, and you do see that. So that was good that you pointed out. There are organic labels on things, just like on the fruits, vegetables. I've seen it, I've gotten organic things before. And you're right. So if it's got it on it, most likely it's true, because they wouldn't risk, especially in a major food chain, or there's Whole Foods or other places,
routes
that you
They're
can go.
They're very careful. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. What is the heredity scam? What's going on with that?
Right. Well, you know, this is, again, part of my education growing up. This is never taught in schools, but when you're raised with evidence in front of yourself for so many years, you know, you begin to believe a certain pattern of truth. Like, for example, in my last, I guess, 20 years of now counseling about food, what I've noticed is the person's health is directly connected to what they eat every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, oh, but I eat healthy. Oh, I drink green tea, or I eat tofu, or I'm vegetarian or vegan, but I still got cancer, so therefore it doesn't matter what I eat. See, when the illogical fact of hereditary is perpetuated, people then realize that it doesn't matter what you eat or drink. If your grandma had cancer, you're still going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have too many cases where everyone in your family has diabetes, heart disease, or cancer, but you don't. There are too many cases where you get cancer or heart disease, but no one else in your family has it. There are so many exceptions
to the rule
for modern medicine to still cling to the hereditary theory of how everything is passed down.
D-Wayne, hang on a second. We got to step aside, and then we're going to... Can you hang through and join us to finish this up?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that heredity thing, because people can really...
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Continuing our conversation with D. Wayne, is what he's calling a naturalist. He's talking about just eating food. That's what you need to do instead of taking all the pills that you're prescribed every time you go to see the doctor. And I know I've got a mother-in-law who was sick, and I mean, I cannot believe the amount of pills that they had her on, and I didn't see any obvious changes in her. And then I think there's a point here. You look in the cupboards and then you look to see what people are eating, and that's what we're talking about. And then the idea of if your father had heart disease or if your grandmother died of breast cancer, well, geez, the same thing's going to happen to you. And D. Wayne is saying that's just falsehoods that are being perpetrated out there. Right, D. Wayne?
Yes, exactly. You know, it's been very, very long time, this theory of hereditary, meaning disease passes from one person to another person. You can't catch cancer. You can't catch heart disease. It's not a virus. These are diseases that happen over time.
Yeah, but you know what will happen is some doctors, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but some doctors will say, well, this is one of the things we've learned. It runs in the family. So if Kate's grandmother had breast cancer, she needs to go and get mammograms even when she's younger because there's a chance that she has that gene in her. She has those cells similar to the grandmother's, and that somebody else in the family, it can happen. So you say you don't think that's true?
Well, in my very educated and experienced opinion, the only thing you can pass on to your children are your same poor eating habits. If you eat junk and carcinogens every single day of your life that made you sick, well, of course your children are going to eat the same junk that made you sick as well. So are your children going to get sick just like your parents? Well, yes, but it's not because it's hereditary, meaning the illness was passed down. It's because the same poor eating habits were passed down. So family members, there are some that are extremely healthy and never get sick, and others are always sick. And this is due to simply different eating habits. Some families who live off of Doritos, Twinkies, and Coca-Cola every single day, one child suddenly says, you know, Mom or Dad, I think this food is bad for me, and I'm not going to eat it anymore, and they have to buy their own fridge, their own food. Otherwise, they have to keep getting sick, eating snack foods every day, and their family members grow sicker, and that one child grows healthier. So you tell me if food or hereditary plays a vital role in your body, because you're putting something in your mouth every single day.
Right. We talked about the eggs. We talked about the difference. How you're right. You hear about the eggs are. There's a difference between cholesterol when you're talking about contaminated eggs versus those that aren't. What about other? I mean, what are the worst? I mean, we know what some of them are. You just mentioned them: Doritos and junk food. Because of course you look at the preservatives and what it's loaded with. What are the best things that people can eat, in your opinion, after all the research and everything that you've done and in working with people to get them healthier?
The best thing people could eat is certified organic food. Simple as that. How do you know it's certified organic? Well, the USDA has their own special seal that everyone must put on packaging. If they don't, then it's not certified organic, and it's pretty noticeable. And if it costs you maybe, 5 or 10% more on your food bill at the end of the month, you have to ask yourself, which would you rather pay more on, drugs when you get sick or better food so you don't get sick? Which would you rather spend your money on?
Better
food is what you have to do. People have to get away from the cheap food mentality. Instead of being happy about saving money on your food, you should be happy about saving money on other bills. Because food is the difference between life and death, literally. You should not skimp on that.
right, I understand
that. That's most important.
Right. A lot of people, because with the weight thing, we see how obese people are. So that's a big concern, trying to lose weight, trying to not be 50, 60 crazy amounts of pounds overweight, where you can tell, obviously, you're wearing bigger sizes, you can't breathe, all that kind of stuff. In reducing, I think I saw something, I read something that you were talking about. Listen, people could eat 5,000 calories every day and not gain a single pound of fat. How does that work?
The only way someone gets fat is if they eat empty calories. So, in other words, if you had pasta or a sandwich or ice cream, and any part of that food that you ate was filled with, or even partially filled with, empty calories. Now, what is an empty calorie? You need calories to live. Calories make up your entire body. So to avoid them and to count them is actually extremely futile, which is probably for another topic. But when you eat empty calories, another way of saying that is nutritionless calories. Nutritionless food. Calories that have no nutrition. When you consume foods, which actually, if you were to define food, which is supposed to be food that is nutritious and repairs your body and tissue, when you eat something that doesn't do that, basically, I guess you're simply not eating food according to the definition. But again, when you eat empty calories, you're actually taking in a substance that your body cannot use. Yes, it fills your belly. You feel satisfied for a while, and you go to bed feeling satisfied, but you wake up hungry. You're hungry all day. You have to keep eating because those empty calories never completely satisfy you. They fill you up, but you have to keep eating. And you don't know why you have to keep eating. But no one ever told this person that it's not the quantity of the food that is the problem. It's the problem that the food you're eating actually is not food because it has very little or no nutrition in it. So if you want to eat calories, which has nothing to do with quantity, by the way, if you wanted to eat 3,000 or 5,000 calories, You can eat that by eating fish, steak, chicken, and vegetables and fruit and nuts all day and get to the 5,000 calories. And if you worked out regularly, you would gain muscle, definition. But no one ever talks about that. They focus on the outside so much and so little on exactly what foods to eat that no one can actually sift through all the propaganda out there and focus on the one that will actually help them. So, again, to answer your question quickly, the foods to eat are the foods that were untouched by man. So what foods are untouched by man? Fruits, vegetables. Now, when I say untouched by man, that also includes their chemicals. So you have to stay away from conventional foods.
Right.
Even the FDA admits that fruits and vegetables that are raised with pesticides are now linked to ADHD, and it only took them 40 years to finally admit that.
Right.
Imagine what other diseases pesticides are linked to. So how do you avoid pesticides? Eat organic.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darn simple, if you ask me.
Sure.
So that's what you should be focusing on. And again, these foods are untouched by man. Now, if you want to, if you like your cookies and your ice cream and your pasta, I'm not saying you have to completely dismiss it forever from your life. Find the organic alternative. I promise you, they are there. You have to search a couple minutes out of your life to eat the healthier version of your food. I think that's really worth it. I found the other day, going shopping with my wife, a 100% certified organic cookie, a 100% certified organic ice cream. Every single ingredient was completely organic.
So here's the question. How did that taste?
It tastes wonderful.
There you go. So if it tastes good, that's good.
That's another thing. People think healthy means taste bad. That's because they keep comparing it to overly heated tofu that has no taste, and spinach that's nuked. Well, if you call that health food and you eat that, you better believe it tastes bad.
Right.
That's
of course.
You have to get away from the propaganda and the hype that seems to infiltrate everyone wherever you go. And 90% of what everyone knows about what's good to eat and what's bad to eat, they are completely wrong, completely confused. So why? Well, because they keep listening to everything around them. They take the vitamin that their friend said is great. They don't read labels. And getting to labels, again, you can read labels and see what's in it. And if something in there that nature did not make, like citric acid, magnesium stearate, guar gum, powdered cellulose, these are chemicals that nature did not make. And if you see those, well, then you know they're chemicals. And what do chemicals cause? Disease. I mean, it's really logical, but no one has a systematic way of doing this. So my book outlines this.
Right, and so that's a good note to end on. This was great information, especially read the labels. Pick up the book, Arrested for Telling the Truth About the Benefits of Food. Dwayne, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, everyone. Make sure you go to couldbepublishing.com.
All right, there you go. That's how you get it. I thought this was interesting because of the amount of people, and I guarantee a lot of you guys out there, you know what I'm talking about, when you feel crappy, you know, it's midweek, you're trying to slug it out to get to the weekend, and you're just killing yourself with whatever it is you're trying to do to lose weight or whatever, and you're not reading the labels. I mean, we have heard that in the past, but people just ignore that. Some good tips, I think, from Dwayne. All right, mailbag. If you're sticking around, push to a new hour. You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.